Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, everybody. Detroit, what's up? It's your girl, Poetic Energy, on the mic tonight. I am so glad to be here again, hosting another open mic night tonight. It's just been a real great weekend for me, and I'm so excited that the poets will be coming through and sharing their voices this evening with us. We are so excited. We know a lot of things are going on across the world. But we are very fortunate, and thank you all for, you know, just hanging out with us tonight. We had a great show last night. We had a very special guest here, Eric Sterlinger, with his book entitled The Gold Formula, The Think Great Collection. Although this is a show that promotes poetry, we also do a lot of other things, too, and we are just so excited that we have a platform where we can have so many other artists and authors and poets and inspirational speakers and all of that to show up on the show and then share with the world on our show their talents and, you know, their products. So we so appreciate so many people for that. It's a great opportunity for us to just be able to have a platform to do that. So we're going to just go ahead and get a little bit of it started. We're going to have the poets come on through and have everybody connect on in and just have a great time tonight because it's 9 o'clock and we are definitely going to, you know, have a great time. And I'm going to start off with playing some of the, we have so many, we've been advertising about a lot of you know, a lot of poets to show in, come in, and send their tracks and everything. So we try to, you know, keep everybody in rotation because, you know, it's just a lot to it's a lot of the poets want to, you know, share their voice here on the show, and so we, you know, making a great effort to try to keep everything in rotation so that we are. You know, so everybody's able to hear their voices. And with that being said, we are definitely going to take on the, you know, launch the first clip for you here. Let's see what's let's get the first track going here. We're just having a little bit of a challenge here. But nevertheless, we're going to keep it going. You know, the poets, you know, everybody got to come through. But I'm going to play a track that was sent into the show. You know, I've been advertising in a lot of places regarding, you know, us trying to build the spoken word billboard charts. And so we're going to have a lot of tracks that will be sent, and I got so many responses already. So we're going to just, you know, try to keep everybody in rotation and show a lot of love to those people, make sure we get their tracks in and everything. So we're going to take, you know, this is one of our favorite spoken word artists who, you know, we've come to love, and he's also a vocalist. This is Mr. Laurie Edwards, and I'm going to play one of his tracks first, and then we're going to keep it in rotation and have the poets keep on going. I see hands up on the switchboard, and I will get to you. But let's get it started with this.
make six figures and live in check to check.
Check to check.
Hope I've answered any questions that you may have. Yo, I don't know what you're looking for. Don't know if I'd be the one that you'd adore. No, I'm not a fly guy. Maybe not a perfect guy. But I can say at least I'm a real guy. If you could just see me and what's on the inside of me. There's beauty to know, beauty to know. Cause I'm just an average brother. Did you see? But if you look deeper, girl, like no other, another average brother. Did you see? But if you look deeper, girl, like no other. Alive.
Can't wine and dine you, can't buy your fancy things, can't buy your mink coats and bless your fingers with $1,000 rocks or rings.
I'm just a two-job juggling, everyday struggling brother who's hustling. I hope you understand, I'm a simple man. Don't know what you're looking for. Don't know if I'd be the one that you'd adore. No, I'm not a fly guy. Maybe not a perfect guy. But I can say at least I'm a real guy. But if you could just see me and what's on the inside of me. There's beauty,
there's
to,
beauty
know.
To know.
Beauty, beauty to know.
And I have just about like a million tracks to upload to the website, and I just want to keep everybody in rotation as we promised, because like we said, we are building a spoken word billboard chart, and we are definitely taking tracks from various artists across the globe, because we intend on making this happen yesterday. So keep the tracks coming in, because we're definitely going to put them in rotation, and we are going to make sure that we bring back the afternoon time where we were just starting to build the charts for the spoken word billboards. So without further ado, we're going to just play another track, and then we're going to take the first chord on the mic, and we are, you know, highly anticipating, you know, just the other tracks. You know, I had the opportunity to listen to a few, and they were really, really good. So I am going to, I'll go ahead and take the first poet, and then we'll get back to another track, and we'll just go back and forth with that way. All righty. caller from the 865 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic G. How can I help you, and who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, this is Jay Cran.
Hey, Jay Cran, how you doing?
Doing really well.
Well, great to hear your voice this evening.
Sorry I missed last week.
Oh, that's okay. We understand that everybody has lives and families, so that's all right. You know, we just miss you, but that's okay. You're here now.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I got a nice
procedure. Okay.
Okay. It's entitled A Man's Work.
All right.
Here we go. There's the most profound clarity when a young man realizes that he has grown beyond his youthful uncertainty, when hormones cease to control every breath. The process of growth shines with new depth. He's an adult now. He knows he can't fail now. He understands his fate to step to the plate and swing. Must find his true voice and let it sing. Take ownership of every action made. Stand as a warrior and wield his blade. But also know that men are more than this. He'll find his mate and echo her bliss. Share a love they'll seal with a kiss. Obeying God's word, trust he will insist. A man must know his limits, be fully aware, live with moral wisdom and treat it fair. With courage, face the burdens he must bear. Find the inner strength he knows is there. No amount of bravado can ever mend a woman's broken heart when a man descends into selfish desires for greed-stained whispers, the beds of gold diggers and love-starved sisters, knowing others will bear the blisters. A man of worth welcomes love, arms open wide in sweet celebration, promises life and honorable dedication to his woman, to his children, to his wealth of family, in every degree that other men may see. By his example and decree, he is a man of worth, as all men should be, truly free. Free from the shackles of his past, where many men rest beneath the grass, the many who've lost their way and those who've lost for words to say, those who can't remember who they are, still feeling the sting of a 400-year scar. Be strong, black man. Stand tall, chest out and chin up. Place the negativity in your cup. Refill it with love and faith, your rebirth. These are your new weapons. This is how you claim your worth. And that's my piece.
Oh, my word, Jay Cran. Oh, wow. You know what? Let me clap it up first and then, oh, yes. All right. You know what's going on with the clapping feature here?
Did you feel me?
Oh, you made it up so well.
Thank you so much.
I really love that piece. You know when I read your work in the group, it does something to the heart, and it demands attention from your readers and your listeners, because it's just like you love impacting the world. I love that about you. You love giving a message and speaking from the heart. And kind of tell us a little bit about how you came about with writing that piece.
My son was the inspiration for that.
Oh, was he? Real Flames?
Yeah.
All right.
He just turned 19. He's a young man, and I've been trying to raise him to be a man.
Yeah.
You know, I always told him I'm not raising a boy, I'm raising a man, and he is the inspiration behind a lot of my work, because I want him to understand that the world is not as TV portrays it. It's not what your friends think. The world is for real. But I'm trying to get him to understand that love has to be the biggest part of his life.
Right, absolutely. I so agree with you. My daughter just turned 19. Wow, they grow up so fast, don't they? It's amazing because it's amazing to see fathers, you know, really, you know, put the effort in and just trying to make sure they impart in their children, you know, values and strength and prepare them for what the world has to offer. So it's just a wonderful thing to be able to hear a man, you know, really, you know, pour of his heart and really wanting to really reach his children and make sure that they have a great start and headed in the right direction in life. So bravo, my brother, again, for such a wonderful piece.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I just pray I'm doing the right thing with it.
Yeah, you are. He just from the vibe I get from, you know, just a little bit of interaction, I can tell, you know, he just like any other teenager, you know, you have things that, you know, come your way that may challenge you. But the thing is that, you know, he's pushing forward in a positive direction and so many of the things that he's trying to accomplish, and he will do those things even if struggle comes, he will accomplish his goals. Because he has a strong dad behind him.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to let the next caller come in. Thank you again. That was Jay Crean, y'all. And I don't know if you were assigned into the chat room or not, but, you know, if you get an opportunity, let people know. Why don't you tell people very quickly how to connect with you and reach out to you?
Well, right now my computer is tripping, so there's no way to connect with me at all right now. So I'll try it next week.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, I mean, you know, as far as like reaching out to you, you know, connecting you at a later time, not at this moment.
Okay, they could contact me at Jay Crean, the Elite Poet on Facebook.com.
All right, there we go. All right, well, we're going to take the next caller. Thank you, Jay Crean, again. All right. Caller from the 312 area code, you are currently on the air with Poetic E. How can I help you, and who are stepping up to the mic tonight? Caller from the 312 area code, are you there? Okay. All right. If you're a little shy, call back. All right. We're going to play the next track with one of our poets who sent in one of their tracks, and also actually one of our vocalists who have sent in to, he was a former guest on our show, and he sent two more tracks in. This is a song by Furious. And it's entitled "Yes, I Can." So this is something that he said that he definitely feels that the poets and all the artists that come on the Poetic Energy Radio Show would appreciate. So let's sit back and enjoy this piece and wait for the next caller to call in. This is Furious. "Yes, I Can."
Try to get rid of you, ooh, not cool. Consider you a foe, go and tell. I do it well, rip a bell. Sell the ship, fully equipped to get there. No despair to share, don't care. But fair weather friends, mix and blend this track. Bring it back to the essence, let's keep them guessing.
Yes, I can,
yeah. I listened, it was written, pay attention. Got to give them your heart and soul, let them know the road, let's travel. Baffle the haters, sooner or later they will favor you. Cater to your every move, see through the glass shoes. Fantasies, often seen, reality never seen, but in dreams, shifty, forgive me, Father. Go farther, envision my mission, and they see, seeds I sow, grow. Showing you what I've been through, only bruised. Didn't remove, renewed faith. Moving at a fast pace with grace. On track with my back to the wind, ascending to higher heights. living my life like T.I. See, I never gave up, I stayed up for the battle, saddled and all, standing tall.
Yes, I made it.
Before you was famous, all these changes, Zach heinous. When they think it's beneath, so see you go. Blowing the breeze, they defeated, deleted, you retreated. Believing in clarity, time to breathe. Flee the scene, clean slate, escape, retract. Ask Almighty politely to be your guiding light, your shining night. The time is right now, slow down. Down to your lawns, be forewarned. The snake trauma, close his armor and wolf skin. Blending in with friends, fill your in, kill your dreams, your life beam. Your esteem, cleaning house without. Be about,
you gotta be about.
You gotta be about,
you gotta be about.
You gotta be about,
you gotta be about.
Be about what you pronounce, baby.
Yes, I can. I made it.
Yeah.
Constantly says to me. And the name of this piece is called Gotta Go. And the piece goes like this. You gotta go. You gotta go out of here. You gotta go to school. You gotta go to your room. You gotta go do your homework. You gotta go make your food. You gotta go clean the kitchen. You gotta go. So go make your dinner then. So go wash your hair. So go do your laundry. So go buy some food then. So go buy a bottle of liquor. So you gotta go. Miss my smile when you go. Miss my eyes as they look surprised. Miss my mind as I understand. Miss my hips as I shake it and twitch. Miss my lips as you used to plant kisses. Miss the sense of humor that I shared. Miss my body, I don't really care. And that is my peace.
All right. Stone Island girl, yes. Let me find that clapping feature here. I'm up here trying to multitask. All right, you know what? You just wrote that piece.
Yeah, I wrote it dedicated to my grandson, constantly saying he got to go somewhere.
your grandson. Did he get a chance to hear it?
No, he actually is downstairs. He didn't get to hear. He's only 5 years old. So it's something that he constantly...
Oh. It's amazing where the inspiration comes, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna hold it too long. I'm gonna sit back and enjoy everybody.
All right, we're gonna take the next caller. Thank you so much, Strong Island. I hope for the next segment of the show, the Strong Island Central Sheets. She'll be back later on in the show. Okay, we're gonna take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 615 area, Cole, you are currently on the air with Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Yo, we have Real Flames tonight.
Hey, Real Flames, how you doing?
Most wonderful right now.
Yes,
yeah, I got a piece I want
to share.
Can't wait.
All right. Let it
yeah.
rip.
My piece is titled called Don't Want to Ride Without You. See if y'all can understand the mystery. Okay, here it go. I'm engaged to the game, shackled to the pain, handcuffed to the hustle, still stuck with struggle. Best friends with progress, going steady with stress, but my destiny, the one I belong with, success. Success, my dearly beloved queen, my eternal dream, lost in the desert, you the water to my canteen. I'm going forward, fearless of rejection, affecting me like a drug, got no intentions of getting clean. I fiend for you like I'm an addict, I'm itching. Ever since we laid eyes, automatic addiction, mesmerized with your appearance. I visualize kissing you, incarcerated in your vibe like a prisoner. So beautiful to see, like Hawaiian waterfalls. Other girls who want to talk, I'm the all of y'all. I'm free of stress. Thinking about you, I'm obsessed. So irresistible, most sexy individual. Dealing with pain, mixed feelings about fame. Rare talk being spoke. Chasing you till I'm no longer broke. Let's lay it down, be my girl forever. Committed with it, now let's go conquer the world. Look at the, you hear me? And that is my piece.
Real
how y'all
love yes. So give us a little bit of commentary, you know, briefly. You know, what inspired that piece?
It's so much that inspired that piece. It's times that I'm going through, and I've been reading so much and, like, studying metaphors more. It's like that whole song is a metaphor for success.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about success like she the girl of my dreams. Like, when I got the song, it's all over Facebook. It's on your page. It's on the Poetic page. Everywhere. It's everywhere. Y'all can download it for free. Yeah, on this website called Media Fire. It's the whole song on there. Y'all can see the whole story.
We definitely don't have to rock that on, make sure that gets on the show, because, you know, I was just getting ready to say you are really killing it with the metaphors, and I love when people are able to write with a lot of metaphors and give you a mystery and a story at the same time. It just makes it unfold and just really burst with such profound meaning. So, you know, that was a wonderful piece. I know you see the love that you're getting in the chat room. That was really
Yeah. Strange.
Great, Mike.
Giggity, giggity, goop. Yeah, thank y'all so much.
Thank you so much
on Facebook.
We so appreciate you, my brother, always. Keep doing your thing.
So it won't stop, never, till I get the girl of my dreams, my dearly beloved queen.
All right. We definitely going to get that rocking on the show next week. So you guys can, you heard them, you know, you can go download it. You want to shout it out again, Real Flames?
Yeah.
Where they can download it.
Yeah. It's like all over my Facebook page. Just the website is called mediafire.com. Just type in Real Flames, Don't Want to Ride Without You. Or you can just follow my Facebook, because the link is all over my Facebook wall right now.
All right. Yeah. We're definitely going to share it with people. Check them out, y'all. All right. Let's support one another. All right. We're going to take the next caller. Thank you, Real Flames, again, for following through, my brother. We so appreciate you.
No problem.
All right. All right. We're going to take the... All right, I think the call of thought fell off. But, okay, well, we're going to keep the show rolling here. I am so glad that my co-host is here. But, a lot of people have been reporting that they have a lot of storms going all over the globe. And I know that to be true because we are under storm watch this evening. But I so appreciate all of the people who just even took the time out to just message me and say, you know, Michelle, we would be at the show if we, you know, had, you know, a phone or, you know, access to a computer, because either they have access to a phone and not a computer, or a computer and not a phone. So we totally understand, and we appreciate you for just letting us know that. And we just like to take this moment to thank all the people that are currently on the show, signed into the chat room. We just appreciate you, DC, the voice of reason, always a blessing to have you, Real Flame, Shanice Marie, Soft Kisses, Strong Island, MM123, Shanice Marie, and my co-host, Stevie G. He's signed into the show, but he can't get on the phone, on the air, you know, but that's all right. We so appreciate him, and because he's always coming through without fail, so we certainly appreciate all of you. But we're going to keep the show rolling here. We still got some time rolling for the next segment of the show. We have a couple of people on the switchboard. Just let me know if you want to be heard, and just raise your hand, and I will definitely connect you in. But in the meantime, we are going to play another track from another okay, we just had a hand went up, so we are going to take that caller and then the caller after them and then play another track. How about that? Why are we going to take this caller? Caller from the 318 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, this is Love Me Do.
Love Me Do! What's up with you? How you doing, girl?
I'm doing good. Very good.
You know, I just love saying your name. Love Me Do. What a name. I just want to one day introduce you on the stage. I just want to have this phenomenal introduction that I just want to say for you one of these days when you're on the stage. But I'm going to save it for the stage because I know one day, I'm going to get to do that. All right, Love Me Do.
I'll be pleasant. That's so nice.
What you going to do for the girl?
Well, in honor of Father's Day, I have a piece that I just spit out today, hot out the press, titled Father, Nobody Greater. Father, there is nobody greater. Father, you're far better than all of my haters. Father, I love you because you loved me when I was a nobody. And when I was not walking right, you never let me go. And now that I live the life that's true for the glory of you and only you, and I'm not afraid to stand alone for you because I know that you will fight my battles right. And when Satan attacks in either day or night, Father, in me, you let the bright light shine. Father, your love is divine. Father, your love shows no partiality. Father, your love spreads to all nationalities. Father, you are a sin hater, but a lover of all. Father, you won't let your righteous sons and daughters fall. Father, there's nobody greater. Father, I must say thank you because you are my Lord and Savior. And that's that peace.
Oh, you know what? Love Me Do. Girl, what am I going to do with you? I guess I better clap it up for you. because you did your thing. Wait a minute now. Nicole, that was just one of the most enduring pieces. You put it in a way where you were, you know, as if you were talking about your father, but you're talking about our Father up in heaven. All right now. What a beautiful,
Thank you.
Young lady. That was Miss Love Me Do on the mic, y'all. Did she do her thing? Thank you, Nicole. You know, we so appreciate you always when you have the opportunity to come through.
Okay,
we appreciate
you.
Your voice and poetry. All right. We're going to take the next caller on the air, and then again, we will play some more tracks after that. Caller from the 786 area code, you are currently on the air with Poetic E. Who do you have? Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
How are you doing? This is DC, the voice of reason. What's going on?
DC, the voice of reason.
You are silly.
Y'all, DC is going to be our featured guest.
Yes, I'm
good. Yes.
I am so looking forward to that. You have no clue. I am so looking forward to that.
We are too. I'm definitely looking forward to having you as a future guest, because I know so much more of you that you can share, and we certainly are hungry and thirsty to hear more about you. But I'm going to stop and let you do what you do.
I'm always thinking, you know, when I hear the other poets and depending on, you know, which way I'm going to go or what poem I'm going to do, because I know everything by heart. And the last poet, you know, said a poem about religious base, and I was picked by the pastor of my church to do a poem at his conference that's coming up July 2nd here in Miami. And he heard a poem that I did. And he wanted me to do this particular poem. The poem is about religion versus relationship, and I did a piece about that months ago, and he saw it on my page, and he loved it, and he wanted me to do it at his conference. So I'm really honored to even speak at his conference, and I'm going to do this piece that I'm going to do for you right now.
All right.
And it's called Can You Handle the Truth? And it's crazy. It's crazy. I'm going to go slow with the words because I really want you to digest the words.
All right.
Okay.
I hate what religion has allowed us to become, with freedom being traded for tradition, and principles but our purpose filtered in these Bible verses mixed in doctrines just to get our attention. Intended for paying building funds and tolls rather than saving souls. Can you handle the truth? That religion has adverse effects with no disclaimers. So we swallow these truths that make us accountable for lies. So cries land on deaf ears. And amens are placed at the end of egos, all because your faith became celibate with the truth that was unable to bear any fruit. So thanks to you, for suicide is at an all-time high. Because we left our prayers in pews based on expectations with stipulations. And tithing gave us just enough time to keep the church lights on, exposing baggage that managed to marry your circumstances and divorce your discernment. Can you handle the truth? That religion is this baby that's been raised by too many fathers, that was breastfed with wisdom but pacified with a vision that's more concerned with expanding the church's balcony section than their own salvation. And God is not only found in pages but activated in your prayer and praises. And faith is not what you know but what you believe. So your relationship with God must supersede your religion. And it's vital that you know the difference. between what your resources are and what your source does. Because purpose goes unplugged unless you have a source to connect it to. But I guess obedience is too expensive for the cost of repentance, especially when you feed adversity with wisdom. Because you may not become what you eat, but you will become what you speak. Can you handle the truth? That you can't make God a priority when it's convenient for you, especially when the church wants answers with deficits from compromised budgets. But the deacons, they love it, because the role they play is dictated by a payroll that forces them to role play. So God, please allow me to speak these words to those willing to receive your relevance. Even if your rationale is radical, making me a threat when I'm awake, making the only reason I sleep is to give the devil a break, because sometimes change is waiting on you to lead it, and sometimes faith is waiting on you to feed it. And now that you've heard the truth, the question is, can you handle it?
You know what? I don't even know what to say behind that. You know what, DC, this comes from the very deepest part of my heart. I know, you know, people, you have an effect. You know, it's just going deep. I can't even, you know, really truly express it. Lord have mercy. I am such a fan of yours because, you know, people, a lot of us have the gift of writing poetry, but some of us can't deliver it in such a way where it truthfully impacts your life to the point where it gets you to start thinking, you know, I need to do something different, or I need to think about change. I need to, you know, and that's what you do. You know, I speak from the deepest part of my heart that you are a phenomenal spoken word artist. I know I don't have to tell you, but I got to say it because that's what
Well, that's a blessing from God. And, like, you know, next week when, you know, I'm featured in on your show, it's so much I got to say about all of this and my walk and my walk with poetry and my deliverance from it and how it's therapy for me, just like a lot of other poets and stuff. But I think when I first got into poetry, real quick, just to say this real quick, is that when I first got into it, I heard a lot of poets that were impactful and effective. And I really found out the power of words and how you use them and how you manipulate them. Because words are not powerful unless you give it a delivery and if you use them correctly. And I've learned that by watching other poets like Talon AC and this poet from Chicago named K-Love and Tasha Jones and Black Ice and Teresa the Songbird. I mean, the list goes on and on. Sonny Patterson, who I've actually met her in Miami. So it's a lot of poets that are, like, amazing orators and just have a gift of presenting words that are effective and using metaphors effectively. And that's where I get a lot of my delivery from. And I thank God that I'm just able to present it well and present it effectively that people can be affected by it. So, you know.
Yes, I am highly anticipating you next week, y'all. Don't forget it.
Stevie G said, sorry I missed that. DC, do it again. He is hilarious. That's funny.
Thank you so much, DC. We are just always such an honor to have you. I can't wait to, you know, I do some things, you know, that I'm working on and make it all come. So I can, you know, get you in a place where, you know, that other people can hear you in the Michigan area. Woo!
Yeah.
I'm not gonna
like I was saying, I like so look forward to next week and you interviewing me and me saying a lot of stuff I have to say and the upcoming events that I have that God blessed me with and the doors that it has opened. So it's a lot of stuff that I'm gonna lay on y'all. So I look forward to it, and I look forward to hearing other poets and being edified by the other poets. And like, what's his name, Real Flamethrowers, like I said, keep doing what you do. You know, he's in a very effective way poet, and I really like people like that that are impactful and can use their words effectively. And, you know, keep doing what you do. And I listen to y'all just like y'all listen to me, so... I'm a poetry fanatic, so I love listening to people. So
we should start calling you Dr. DT, the voice of reason.
So yeah, so I'm gonna
fall
back.
Boy, we love you so much, brother. All right.
I love you too. Love you too. I'm gonna fall back and listen to the rest of the poets. So.
All right. That was DC, the voice of reason, y'all. Whew. It's a, you know, he just has a, just a impactful effect on you. It's just like, wow, you know, how can you regroup after that? It's just an amazing, he just has an amazing voice, and I so look forward to all the things that are just going to happen for him in his life, because I know that it's just, you know, with a voice like that, with words, you know, you're going to go to higher heights and deeper depth. And, you know, I'm just going to stop saying it, because I can ramble all night about DC, the voice of reason, y'all. But anyway, we're gonna take another track that we're going to play. We do have callers that if you do want to be heard, please raise your hand on the switchboard so that I know that to connect you in. Otherwise, I'll just assume that you're listening. So let's go with another track from one of our favorite artists here. And I am going to play Miss Myra King. You know, we got to keep everybody in rotation. I love this particular one that she has is Make It Do What It Do, and that's by Mrs. Samira King. She's also an author and a spoken word artist.
You see, I wanna make it do what it do, as if it does what it didn't before. Erase concrete closets, negativity face slammed shut, and out the door. Solitude applause, it's written in the stars. Rebel with call. Filled with verbal seesaws, I revel in melodic down. Glide with poetic glances, oh, how I love to dance well-versed rose. You see, my spirit takes it in daily doses. Two sips of mimosa. Lover, thy name is. Poetry be the flavor of thy kiss. Yes, I wanna make it do what it did, because it does what it do.
Welcome back, poets. That was Miss Samira King with Make It Do What It Do. I love that track by her. What an amazing sister. She was also a former featured guest on the show, and we so appreciate learning more about her as an artist, an author, and a poet. So without further ado, we're going to just keep the show going here. We are going to play another track, and again, to the artist, the numbers that are on the switchboard, if you want me to connect you in, please raise your hand, select option one, and that way we will know to connect you in. Otherwise, we will assume that you're just listening in, and we so appreciate you for doing that. Alrighty, I am going to play another track, then I will come back with a piece and keep it rolling for you guys. Alright, this is one of my one of my favorite artists who really is very inspirational and, you know, has a message in everything that they do. So I am going to play, I haven't heard this one in a while. This one is by Mr. Kyrie, spoken word artist Kyrie, Flawless Black Diamond. This is one of my favorite tracks.
They say diamonds are forever, precious jewels that are created by time and pressure. I say that every black woman is a flawless diamond in a cold, waiting to be transformed into a priceless treasure. Because sisters possess a spirit and soul worth more than gold and are beautiful beyond measure. That's why every man wants to possess her. African women are the jewels of antiquity, rare black diamonds formed deep within the womb of Mother Earth. That's why I compare the black woman to a priceless treasure, because no jewelry collector can measure her worth. She's flawless. See, the creator made her. Some have attempted to duplicate her. However, she's flawless internally, unlike the cubic zirconias that attempt to imitate her. She was crafted by the hands of Mother Nature, and her melanin skin is a gift from God. That's what separates real flawless black diamonds from the fraud. And I had to dig deep to find her. Unearth this precious gem like a diamond miner. In time, I came to realize that Africa gave birth to a flawless black jewel. All praises due to God who designed her. She's flawless, completely free of impurities and insecurities. I love her intense shades of color. Her radiant complexion formed inside black coal, a priceless gem worth more than gold. She's flawless and her beauty radiates from within her soul, which explains why she can never be bought or sold. And I'm in awe at the absence of a flaw. Men stare at the beauty of this rare diamond solitaire. But her external glare is too bright for some brother's eyes to bear. They don't realize she's rare, unaware that flawless black diamonds are priceless treasures, beautiful beyond compare. And I'm spellbound by her allure and brilliance. She's a living symbol of strength and resilience. Black man, if you want a collector, you better respect her and protect her, because her love is worth more than millions. She's flawless. She appears extremely hard on the outside, but that's just her crystallized surface. Her true beauty lies on the inside, which distinguishes her from the fake diamonds that are worthless. She's flawless, and upon inspection you will see that she's flawless, lacking the slightest imperfection. She realizes her self-esteem as her most prized possession. That's why every man wants to add her to their own private collection. However, she's a priceless treasure. And she treats her body like a flawless diamond ring, realizing not every man is worthy to wear it. You see, her merit doesn't bling and can't be weighed in carats. Her true beauty lies in the fact that she's a spiritual being and not some material ring that you inherit. And she's been cut by men, but over a period of time, she's become shaped and polished. And now she shines free of blemish. Her luster can't be diminished because she's internally flawless. A beautiful black diamond, worth more than any gems or souvenirs. She's been transformed into a flawless diamond throughout the years. She's been cut so precise that she's beyond any price, more beautiful than any diamond might sold by the beauty. She's flawless, and black women are like flawless diamonds that come in a variety of black translucent hues. And they should be viewed not by their shape, but by the spiritual qualities that God imbues. And brothers, we need to treat our women like the jewels sold at Sotheby's. Treat our black women like rare jewelry out of all sincerity, and thank them for giving us clarity. Brothers, we need to treat our women better than the jewels we own. Black fathers, we need to return home, reclaim our throne. Protect our daughters like precious stones. Cherish our black queens more than our material things, because black love is more enduring than any bling or diamond ring. And our women are the true jewels that bring forth our future generations. So let's come to the realization that our women, black women, are our true wealth. And we need to learn to love and value our women more than the diamond-encrusted chains that we love to flaunt. Before all our beautiful, flawless black diamonds are lost. Black men, we need to realize that every black woman is a flawless diamond in the rough, molded by years of crystallized tears. That's why it appears her exterior is tough. And black women, if a man ever tells you you are worthless, don't believe him. Because within every black woman is the potential to become a flawless black gem. You're flawless.
All right, welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Poetic E, and that was Mr. Kyrie with Flawless Black Diamond. That's one of my favorite tracks. We are definitely, we are getting ready to go into our next part, the next segment of the show, and we're going to bring in, I thought we were going to have enough time for me to shoot a piece out, but we are going to usher our next host in for the Strong Island Central Sheet segment of the show. This is where the poets come in and get it hot and erotic. And so we are definitely not going to linger with the time because we want her to get it all in. While she's getting ready, we're going to just kind of usher her in with a little bit of a musical piece, and then we're going to connect her in to host her segment of the show. All right, poets. All right, we're going to have a little Fire and Desire with Rick James and Miss Tina Marie.
Wow. It's real. Life must be treating you well. Oh, me? Well, I've just been doing the same old thing I've always been doing. You know, I've got a new lady now. And it's a little different than it was when I was with you. You know, I think back to where we met. The way I used to be and the cold way I used to act. But more than that, I think of how you changed me with your love. Remember when I used to
love them and leave them. That's what I used to do. Use and abuse them. Then I laid eyes on you. It was pain. Long ago, baby, baby, I wasn't very, very, very nice, you know, sugar, sugar, sugar. Then I kissed your lips and you.
You know, it's funny how a man can change so quickly from a cold-blooded person thinking he's God's gift to women. Remember how I used to do that? I must have been crazy there. Remember when you used to?
Welcome back, Detroit, and all of our global listeners. You are on the air with Poetic E, and we are getting ready to go into our next segment of the show and bring in our next host of the Strong Island Central Seat segment. She is none other than Miss Strong Island herself. Let's welcome her in to host her segment of the show. All right, Poets, you know how we do. Miss Strong Island, how you doing this evening, lady?
Hi, everyone. I'm doing good. How are you, Poetic E?
I'm great.
Yes, I'm happy to have this, you know, show tonight. And hopefully everybody can tune in with the weather being crazy out there.
Yeah.
I appreciate everybody, you know, staying tuned, chiming in, and all that. Enough said, though. We were just listening to Fire and Desire, one of my favorite songs from back in the day. Definitely sets the mood for the show.
Yeah.
So, what else to do? I guess I'm going to kick it off. I'm going to start it off tonight. And a piece I'm going to do is something you heard me do before, but I just felt like I wanted to do it again. And the name of this piece is This is an Announcement of the Emergency Broadcast System. And it goes like this. All erotic lovers, come out from undercovers. Stand up and take your place. This is no ordinary race. Hands lifting partners up. Fingers exploring each other. Ladies, breasts, women excited from the attention given. Legs beginning to open wide. Mouths and tongues moving with speed. Licking, sucking, juices flowing in. Mouths receiving full fluid. Moaning being heard all around. Bodies being pulled down on the ground. Women being mounted with dicks ready to work their pussy. Entering with deliberate strokes. Cries of passion being heard from afar as cum is flowing all around. This was a service of the emergency broadcast system, and that was my piece.
Roaring on cut.
You know, I had to start this night off right.
Yeah, I know, that's why you did it, girl.
Yeah, well, I see their hands are waving in the air, so I'm not going to, you know, hold their time up. I'm ready to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 832 area code. You're on
the
air with Strong Island and Poetic E. Who's blazing the mic?
Yeah.
It's Strong Island. This is Chief.
Hi, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So you going to give it to us hot and heavy or cool us with some ice?
I mean, it's a little bit in between.
Okay. We like it that way, too. Messy every time.
This one is called Naked. Let me get you naked. No, this has absolutely nothing to do with taking your clothes off, but on the other hand, has absolutely everything to do with me stripping you down to the bare minimums of your mind. To look into your insides to see if the nature of it is a beatific as the outer you. Allow me to strip you down to the marrows of your skeleton that now is out of the closet so they can too witness what it is that I so admire in you. Allow me into the cracks and crevices of your brain frame where mere thought has yet to roam. Areas of yet to be traveled existence where persistence pays off with dividends of knowing of every fiber of your DNA. The makings behind the makeup of you and what it is that makes you so easy, breezy, and beautiful. Let me expand the wings of your mind. So we can ascend to higher heights and reach that slice of heaven back on that night cloud from which is your original origin of birth. It has to be, being the angel you are. I want to walk inside your wonders, wade into the depths of your what ifs, take those short trips with you through your daydreams, and be the ones that comfort you at night. Let me strip you down to the bare essentials of your senses. I want to peel back each layer using cranial stimulation until we reach peaks of mental combustion. So there's no assumptions. Allow me to open wide the binds of your book just to see how you function. Let me get you naked. That's the piece.
Right. Yeah.
That was a hot piece. That was really a hot.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for sharing it with us. You said it wasn't about your body, but your mind.
Right.
That was totally awesome.
Thank you.
totally awesome. Definitely come back again. Bless us again. I don't care if it's mind or body. I'll take them both. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
All right. How are we
going
to connect with you?
You can find me on Facebook as Keese Williams, Q-U-I-S-E Williams. Reach out to me and I got you.
All right. Now, Keith, thank you. Thank you, thank you again. That was still awesome. I'm still blown away from it myself. I got to recover. Definitely got to recover. But Poetic E, you know how we do. We just love the poets to come through and just share.
Yes, indeed, girl. Yes, indeed. And he definitely, you know, got us good.
Yeah, just he did really. Proverbial MF to me. Not any other version, but the MF version to me. I got to recover. I'll be back in a couple of seconds.
Thank you so much for coming through. We so appreciate you.
Well, Poetic E, I see the hands are just waving in the air. And I guess we'll be remiss if we don't take, you know, the next caller on the air. And I guess I wanted to read something else, didn't I? And this particular piece I'm going to read is actually called Lover from the Past. And this piece comes like this. You came to me with memories of our past. I can remember all the positions we would do. You would look at the book and say, now let's fuck. I would look at the book and be amazed at how the bodies was so entwined. Her head upside down, off the bed. Your head right side up, on the bed. All the while you were opening me up. You plunge your dick right inside. To my amazement, this was an awesome move. This was not no ordinary screw. You were able to get it in with no thought. You bust multiple nuts. As well as I did, because you hit my G-spot real good. My legs shake because the spot was under attack with multiple deep plunges felt all the way. To my belly button, whole screams of pleasures inside while you reach for my breast to continue with the onset of massaging my body. While that pussy was exploding, my body was almost convulsing, scaring me, pleasuring me all the way, treating me like the lover of all time. I can't wait to redo it again. You are not even my man, and that is my piece.
All right, Miss Stone Diamond. You brought it again, sister.
Yeah, I have to just keep up the flow of the room.
Oh, okay. The clock is feeding. You know, we have a. All right.
Well, you know what? I do see hands are raising, so I'll be remiss not to take the next caller. Caller from the 786 area code. You on the air with Strong Island Poetic E?
How you doing? This is DC, the voice of reason again.
Hey, DC.
He's back.
How you going to bless his brother?
I'm going to show versatility and do this poem I did before on your show. I'm going to do a hot one. I'm going to do an erotic one, which I don't do too many of, but I have one I like that I do. So it's called One Night Stand.
All right, now. Let's go, brother. Let's go.
Patron feel pause before I even walk through the door into lights, camera, action. All shades of women promoting their latest fashions. Courage provided by exquisite liquids, all for the love of just wanting a ticket.
But on the night of June 21st, this has been a little different. Destiny walked in and she demanded my attention. I desired to taste her amazing graces and inner places in you that only I got keys to. And not to mention, her assets made me liable to cook breakfast in her kitchen. My strong silhouette triggered her curiosity that made me want to kill her cat and everything else attached. So what's next? My deliberate intentions to be persistent got her wet. Peeping how I danced reassured her that her needs would be met. Names were not exchanged, but mystery was a game that we played with no rules, for the purpose of reasons that wouldn't even scratch the surface, of why we fuck without a conscience but justify our actions by saying it just happened. But what really happens, in a matter of seconds multiplied by minutes leading to hours, is that our bodies collide with no interruption, like two weapons of mass destruction, for the sole purpose of fucking or feeding that fix strictly for the moment. Because when them Jones come down and that love goes up, then conveniently is no longer considered a fuck. Lust changed places with purpose that brought peace in those fornicated cheats of uncompromising loyalties that weren't even promised to me, with the audacity of demanding love from a heart that only get one third of. Lust changed places with trust for the purpose of a one-night fuck just to get a nut with no squirrel involved, no tile involved to wipe my kids off. Fur exchange never been a robbery, but metaphorically, when I came and you left, you became another notch on my belt with no regrets. One night stand.
Woo!
Woo!
Look at how you do it. You can do it.
Because people gonna think I'm in love.
Oh, that was an awesome nice stand, I tell you. That's awesome.
I just try to do what I can do, you know. Try to be versatile.
Wow, wow. You know what? Anything that you touch, it turns to gold. I love your delivery and all your pieces that you do. I'm like one of your avid fans.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely just keep doing what you do.
Thank you very much. That means a lot coming from you, and I'm going to fall back and listen to some more amazing poets and poetry.
Oh,
yes, thank you. Okay. Well, Poetic-y.
Yes.
Girl, did you see some hands raising? I know I do.
Yes, yes.
Are you ready for hotness after that?
Yes, yes.
All right, well, let's take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 513 area code. You on the air with Poetic E in Strong Island. Who do we have on the mic?
There's Romeo DiNatti.
Welcome.
Oh, how are you, brother?
I'm maintaining. How you feeling tonight?
Well, we're great.
Yes, excellent, excellent.
I got to say, when I heard DC pop on the line, he always got the pieces with the messages in it. And I was wondering how he was going to throw this. And I forgot about this piece. DC is a beast all the way around. Even with his erotic pieces, he still got that powerful message. And that shit was hot.
Yes, absolutely.
I agree, 100%. 100%. So how you plan to bring it? You going to blaze the mic or cool us with some ice?
I'm going to do a piece. You might think it's hot, but it's tame for me, though.
Okay. Bring it.
I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. This piece I'm going to bless you with. Bon appetit. Let me kiss your lips until I make your lips wet. Then I start kissing on your lips till your lips smile. Your mind can't fathom lips pouring so much juice and how that you just had to look down, watching me lick your lips. To your surprise, you caught my eyes as I twisted my tongue inside your lips. You twisted your body, I grabbed your hips, you kept looking. I kept licking. You bit your bottom left lip. If this was a trip, then the bed would be an ocean, seven seas soaking. I was drunk off drinking so much juice out of your lips that you was thirsty. But I kept draining you by drinking you like I was thirsty. My lips were smacking, spun your head around because you heard me. Smile. I'm talking to your lips, open wide while I blow them a kiss. My tongue tips slick as your whole body shivers. Ooh, shit. I'm about to give you something to forever remember. Like saying you came 10 times at least. Your lips would be no lie. Knowing you came more, but trying to calculate that, you would start to fantasize. Me down low on your lips got you feeling so high. I said, open your lips up, lay your head back, ass closed while you get tongue fucked. Rabbit sheets and your breast. You start to leak, but cannot believe the mess. You'd have had enough, but you my bitch and my queen, so you gonna get the rest. Ooh, shit. Do I gotta say it again? You nod your head. Ooh, shit. Now let's begin. You get excited watching me lick my lips. While I'm getting excited thinking about you watching me licking your lips. You got my face buried, making you feel so alive. You never knew a tug could feel so live. You want to open your eyes, but every time you look, it's like your body shook. Your mind's took. Because I took my time making you flow like fine wine. Shit. Why wouldn't you be mine? Because I got your mind, but like you, baby, it's fine. Because you mine. So hold on, I'm finna make your body whine. Now picture that. While sitting on my sexy face, imagine me giving your pretty pussy lips a taste. Most beautiful scene you ever seen. Made you reach down and grab what was bulging between my jeans. Give it a rub. You was loving the love you was getting. Almost couldn't stand the sounds of my licking. Made your body rock. You felt like you was slipping, falling. Had me in your area code. I heard your body calling. No need but for parentheses. You know what that means? 10 times back to back to back. You lied, talking about you didn't have any more. So I could chancely lick your soft wet lips till you poured more, more. And more. I lick the one I love, and my licking she adores. She pays so much attention, as my skills were better than the whores. Licked her lips from behind, heard her ass clap, like she was giving me applause. Her juice dripping down my jaws. She bit her bottom lip when she saw, saying, "Oh, daddy, I think you got it all. And it's all over your face. You wasn't being neat." I said, "That's okay, babe. Bon appetit." That's my thoughts.
Wow. That was hot. I got much more to say. That was just hot. All right, y'all can put me on the floor tonight, okay? All right? Got to douse me with some ice here.
He got me
Thank
over
you.
Here licking my lips. That's
what's up.
Yeah,
no, that was a tame version. I just wanted to, you know, do a little foreplay first.
Okay, now come back with the full action then. That foreplay. I think we can handle it.
Almost definitely.
Oh, yeah. Well, brother, how can we find you? Where can we find you?
Well, I'm on Facebook, but I'm really not. I'm just working on some projects at the moment.
Okay.
So, I mean, Romeo DiNatti on Facebook, but you might not find me there.
Oh, okay.
All right, well. When I get into it, though, I come back.
Okay, good luck. You know, definitely good luck with your projects, and foreplay is always good before the main course.
Oh, most definitely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Yes,
and
sir.
On that note, let me gather my thoughts. Poeticy, you know how we do.
Yes, all right.
Are you ready for some more hotness?
Yay! And it's crowded, yay.
All right, now, well, let's take the next call on the air. Caller from the 315 area code. You on the air with Strong Island and Poetic E. Who do we have blazing the mic?
What's going on, Cindy?
All right, now.
This is Judah.
Oh, okay. Welcome, Judah. I'm glad you made it to the show.
Yeah, I was
good. Hello, Judah. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
How you gonna? What you gonna do for us tonight?
I'm gonna do a little something called Golden, a little short piece that I wrote.
Okay. Go with it, brother.
Yeah, I'm ready when you're ready.
Welcome, Jude. I'm glad you made it to the show.
Turn your computer down just a little bit so you won't be able to hear it.
Okay. Is that good?
Yeah, that's better. Okay, go ahead.
This is called Golden. I have been seduced, twisted in your mix. Eyes hypnotizing my soul. Lips so provoking, need a wet kiss. Oh, my sweet sensation, a festive mastery creation. Dripping pussy wet and leaking, chocolate sugary, love basking. You keep me ice cold hard. No freezer burned, but a in your pussy smile. My dick is not ready to thaw out. Icebreaker, love make, unwrap that towel. The dick plane is coming in for a landing. Engine revving like an AK-47. Golden pussy gates open. Yep, new name heaven. Take me past cloud nine. Brown sugar, give me a blast. I see you're spreading your cream of legs. No two-minute brother when it comes to that ass. Look at that pink caramel clip throbbing, quivering on my dick. Do you like my vacuum suckable lips? Man falling down, oh shit. Lips going in a perfect motion. I am weak at the knees looking at that flick. Speak to me, golden brown baby. You know I love the way you call me daddy. I call my first and leading lady. Shit is about to get real fucking steamy. I am dubious by your wetness. Legs soaked, juicy, flowing. You look profoundly in thought. Come on, my inviting and invading tongue. As I look inside your cotton candy walls, grind those hips into my mouth. Damn, I am feeling real proud. I'm going to shout it real loud. Damn, I have fallen in love with you. My angel. Go.
Judah, you trying to make me speechless here?
No, you know I'm not.
I appreciate you coming through. Everybody don't know. You just blew me away.
I like this show.
Thanks a lot.
Yes.
Well, Poetic E, this young gentleman actually came to me to do a collaboration with him. And I was scared at first, you know what I mean? Because I haven't did a collab with anybody. But I was grateful that he picked me to do a collab with him and another young lady, and it was a beautiful piece. So, again, thank you, Judah, for having that faith in me.
You know you're walking out because I knew I could touch
you. You guys are going to have to share that on the show one of these days.
I would like to do that.
Definitely,
awesome.
We will.
Only thing he got is
all three to come in, and you know, because I read the piece, it was, you know, awesome. So I know that when y'all spit it on the mic, it's gonna be hot.
Oh, with Miss Strong Allen, you know, she's on top of the game.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And I really do thank you for being part of the Inner Circle Fresh Start.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
All right, well, Miss E.
Yes.
You know how we do.
You know. Right. I will be back next week.
Well, Judah, before you leave, tell everybody how they can reach you.
You can reach me on Facebook. Either Judah Mercy, you can find me, or you can find me at Inner Circle Fresh Thoughts. It's my poetic group.
Thank you again for sharing that info with us, and we look forward to connecting with you.
Okay, thank you for having me. God bless you, and have a good night.
You too. Well, Poetic E, it is that time. I think we need to take a little music break.
Yes.
Hit a nice tune to soothe this mood.
All right, we're going to get it, you know, nice and soft in here. All right.
You and keep you down to something.
Well, welcome, welcome. Welcome back, everybody. We just listened to some nice, smooth music. So are y'all all ready for some more hotness?
Yes!
Well, let's get it started. We got a caller on the air waiting patiently. Caller from the 561 area code. You on the air with Poetic E in Strong Island. Who's blazing the mic?
My name is Erivu. I'm a virgin to this show, but I gotta say I do enjoy what I like so what I've heard so far.
Well, welcome,
oh, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank y'all for answering my phone.
No doubt. So what you gonna bless us with tonight?
I don't know. I guess I'm gonna throw this one out there. Oh, can I do a dedication? Because you know I was actually invited to this show, so I'm gonna dedicate this to her.
Go right ahead.
Sure.
Okay. She's my singer, my poet, my rapper, my little BB. She knows who she is. Much love out to her. This is dedicated to her. It's called Sexual Intention.
All right, now.
It goes like this. I finally have you in this position. From what you're ailing, I'll make better with passion-inspired incisions. I will have you screaming for God like you're practicing that old-time religion. I see you and I moaning on the covers. Share this prediction. Come join this vision. Don't worry about outside interference. You're under my professional care and supervision. Built like a brick house, can I come inside your building? Can I keep you in my possession? How these words encourage your thoughts, you would think psychology was my trade, my profession. Rest your feet, I'll give you a ride because we're going in the same direction. You have never known this kind of lust, nor my type of affection. Tell me the kinky things that you've already done. Now let's do them again, reliving your sexual confession. You won't know what's coming next, so stop all the guessing. Simply enjoy the excitement. I've come to erase confusion and doubt to bring much-needed enlightenment. I want to send shocks through your body, satisfying you with bolts of African lightning. Make you jump a bit more because the sensation feels a little bit too frightening. Only in the good sense. Question, can I have you now? Have you finally been convinced? Inside of you, I plan to travel, touching each and every inch. No, you're not dreaming, but in case, let me give your ass a pinch to see if you'll wake up. Let's go at it like those who break up and then make up. Your whole world I'm about to shake up. You in my arms I will take up, giving you what has been wishing. I'll put things into action if I have your permission, doing any and everything to satisfy you. Yes, I'll accept this mission. These thoughts floating in my mind, I felt I needed to mention. These thoughts you reaffirmed because you had me standing at attention. So excuse me and forgive me for my sexual intention.
Woo-hoo! So he did his thing!
That was a hot piece, definitely a hot piece, and I'm glad that you came through and shared. I hope Miss Dedication that you did heard that piece because it's awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, she'll get a chance to hear it in the archives.
Yes. Woo! Really. Now, how can we reach you? How can we follow you?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter. My name on Twitter is Mental Orgasms. That's Mental Period Orgasms. Orgasmz.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Are you in the chat room by any chance?
No, ma'am. I'm actually on the phone, driving to McDonald's to get me something to eat.
All right, now. I hear that. All right. Well, you know what? Definitely. Thank you for coming through and, you know, sharing that piece with us. Definitely come back again.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Really enjoy. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do. Well, no longer going to hold you. Go get your food on, because I understand when you're hungry, you're hungry.
Oh, yeah, I'm already in the drive-thru. I was holding up the line, so I didn't want to hold it in y'all ear.
Oh, okay.
Y'all have a good one.
All right, you have a good night, sir. Well, Poetic E, those hands are raising like crazy tonight. And yeah. I'll be remiss if I didn't go on and take the next caller on the air. So, caller from the 832 area code. You're on the air with Strong Island, Poetic E.
Hey, this is Serena Saints again.
Hi.
How y'all doing? That was my friend that just did that piece.
Oh, I figured that out, honey.
Oh.
What you going to bless us with, my dear?
Hmm?
What you going to bless us with tonight?
I'm going to do a piece I just wrote today. It's called Serving Him Up a Meal.
All right. Ooh. Let me stand back.
All right. All right, here it goes. Yes, sir, he's my man, and behind him I play no games. I'm at his disposal like kids too excited to ride a roller coaster. He's a down-south pork-chop grits-eating brother who don't take no shit from another. When he ready to get this canal from which babies come forth wet, he rubs and feels inside me, that's a bet. His strong fingers slide inside of my walls. He got me hot right now, so I start licking his balls. Secretion on his fingers as he continues to play within my middle. He places his fingers on his mouth and begins to taste me without indecision or doubt. I love to watch him savor every part of me. Even after he comes, he still wants a piece of me. I can't let him take all the power, so I push him down on the bed and mount his tower. As soon as his head comes in contact with my clit, I begin to swell up and insert his dick. Slowly grinding as my wall and close his missile, I got him shooting babies inside me with his pistol. I place my hand on his chest while my right hand gently chokes his neck without rest. He lets out a simple groan. Fucking right, I'm about to have his mind gone. Reverse cowgirl as I gallop on their dick. After I'm done, he gonna be feeling seasick. Gotta bounce on that ride like he like it so. I'ma give him whatever he want, no matter rich or poor. Headboard banging against the wall, he begin going at it for hours. Shit, I gotta make phone calls. That's gonna have to wait, but my baby's all up in it, rolling like figure eights and shit. He turned me on my stomach and began licking my pearl. I'm in awe of his tongue flickering, making a swirl. I start to feel my body tremble, so I'm serious. My pussy all up in his face and he's acting all curious. I'm just saying, you came here to get down and dirty, no time for laying. He sprayed my legs far apart and tastes every bit of me, kissing me from my lips to my feet, reversing it as I took his erection, hit it between my jaws. Tongue circling his head so he cried, oh, Lord. I let him know I appreciate how a real man gets down. So I sucked him good and got his coat and crown. He handled his business real good. Got to go into the kitchen next and fix his brother a meal. That's my piece.
Girl.
Yes, girl. Yes.
I think you found a sex home here.
Girl, you did your thing. Strong, she served us up real good, didn't she?
Yes, she did. She came home.
Know.
That's what it is. She came home. Hanging out with us people.
Hey, y'all, my inspiration.
Well, thank you. If I inspire you, that piece inspired me a bit, I tell you. Thank you for sharing it with us. I know you definitely will be back again.
Of course.
Some awesome things, my sister. I've seen some of the things you do. It's excellent. You're excellent.
Thank you.
This. Keep the work up. And Brittany, how
can
we find you?
You can find me on Facebook under my name, Brittany Blunt.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for coming through, my dear.
Thank
and
you.
And I know you won't be a stranger. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get this little chug-a-lug and mix it up a bit, move it on real quick. Well, next on person right now down the line, caller from the 561 area code. You are on the air with Strong Island and Poetic E. Who's ready to blaze the mic?
Are y'all
caller
talking to me?
Yes.
From
the
561? Yeah, this is Reva again. If y'all want me to do another one, y'all going to have to wait till I pull over.
Oh, okay. We're sorry. We don't want no accidents, please.
Your chin is still raised up, my brother, so that's why we connected you in.
Oh, I don't even know how to turn anything off. I'm just sitting here, got it on mute, just rolling down the street.
Oh. All right. Well, you know, any note, you go ahead and drive like you need to drive. You need to pay attention. That's more important. You know, and if it's sometime.
Somebody else read.
You want to read a piece?
No, I pull over after somebody else read because, you know, I got a little bit to get to the crib.
Okay. Well, what we'll do is I'm going to go ahead and read a little piece.
All right,
okay. And let's see, what am I going to read for you now? All right, I guess I'm going to read this piece I call Daddy. And this piece goes like this. Daddy, hurry and come home. I want my daddy to be my one and only. Caress me like I know you will. Not the type of daddy you think he is. I untie my skirt to unveil the lace-cut underwear. Do you remember when you thought these wouldn't fit my butt? Thunder thighs with the lightning pussy. You would always speak of me with your lips. Would touch my clit. A shock of surprise would make your dick rise. Pulsating clitoris I would have just waiting for you. The jackhammer in your pants. Drop your drawers and turn over on my back quickly. You make my back arch. So deep penetration will be at hand. You enter with speed while dropping to your knees, never letting me get unattached to that chocolate cock. This is hard as can be, making me scream, baby, please keep entering me. Creaming all over you, now sit up and let me play. With your sack, taken with two hands, trying to bend and insert them in my mouth so I can get you to release all the semen so I can keep you screaming with pleasure as I tickle the head with my juices of your lovemaking. Just know all of you, he is not my daddy, but in reality, he is my man, and that is my piece.
Woo! That was raw and uncut, girl.
Yeah, you know, I just figured I'd do it a little raw. Kick it up another notch.
Well, you did your thing, sister.
Oh, thank you,
It's about the erotic industry. We were talking about last week, that it's just so interesting how people do not understand how to embrace erotic poetry. It's such a taboo, you know, topic to talk about. People don't know how to, you know, talk about sexuality and feel a level of comfort. You know, when it's the way that we all got here. So yeah, it's through somebody having sex.
Most definitely. And it's funny because people look at us strangely. Like sometimes I get approached and people say, well, oh, this is what you're all about. You write about it, so this is what you're about. And I have to explain to them, no, that isn't what I'm all about. I'm a diversified person. I write about a lot of things. It's just one of my passions is erotica, but that's not who I am. So
right.
don't misjudge. You know, and I hear this from other poets, you know, that I ask that question. How are they, you know, received by the public? You know, like some people, they don't want the public to know that they do erotica. And I can understand how they feel, you know, because they're in, you know, professional lives and things like that. They don't want their professional life to know about that life. And I really can understand that because I also have, you know, my professional life and things like that, but it is what it is. I am who I am. I'm a roundabout person, and I just try to give people what they like, and that's it.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things is that when we decided to do this segment of the show, isn't it strange that we had so many erotic people come through when we were just doing the regular segment, and now, you know, we still have a lot of erotic poetry come through. But we have, you know, we have so much more that people were just eager beakers to just, you know, spit erotic poetry. But now they're at the point where, okay, they fall through and do the regular poetry, but they, you know, they kind of are reserved with coming through with the erotic poetry because they're afraid of what people are going to say about them and how they're going to be judged. But it's all about, like you said, having an open mind about sexuality, and then you can embrace it and looking at erotic poetry as an art and not as something that is so disgusting, you know. It's something that we should be able to embrace.
I agree with you on that. Would I have seen myself doing this at this age that I am now? No. I'm still amazed that I started it anyway at such a late age in life. I'm still amazed by all the stuff that's coming from you starting me out with the show, having that thought of me even getting the show. I remember the day you approached me with it. I was, like, kind of scared. I'm like, no, I don't think I can do this, you know, but you have faith in me. I had to have faith in myself, and the rest is history. The rest is where it is today. You have the show. I'm getting ready to do my first live open mic event. Scared out of my mind, but, you know, I'm going to do what my name says, Strong Island. I'm going to be the strong person that I know I can be and just go do what I need to do.
Yes,
and that's what I can do.
I know you're going to do it.
Oh, yeah, definitely just go do what I have to do. And as I always say, my old little catchy phrase is, kick the doors down, take no prisoners, and just get it done.
Yeah,
that's the word I see myself. Kicking doors down, doing nothing but just getting it done.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
So I see the hours are approaching us. Caller for the 513 area code, I see that you're back on the air again with us. Caller for the 513
yes.
area code. You ready to blaze the mic, sir?
Yeah, enjoyed that piece, and congratulations on the feature showcase.
Oh, thank you.
I just had a feature last month in the city. So do your thing.
Thanks a lot. Are you going to bless
me? Now, you wanted some of the spice that you said?
Bring it hot or bring it cool. Just bring it.
All right, I do this piece, Head of Class. It's short.
Okay.
I ask that you lend me your ears so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. I noticed her head back, eyes closed, mouth quivering. I could only imagine the rapid thoughts that were going through her mind. Could it equal the fanatic pace that my tongue was twirling around her clit? For the way she grabbed and pulled at my face, I would confidently say yes. So you might wonder if I'm a cocky mother, shut your mouth as she tried to grip her right hand around my shaft. Her eyes showed amazement. Her mouth smelled invitingly. Ooh, wee. If you know me, shit, you know I was on it. She knelt between my legs and I just, shit, not much else need to be said. Cause she had me in a daydream, the way her mouth, lips, tongue, and his ring slowly, sloppy, licked me super clean. See, this wasn't no brain I was used to. Her supreme knowledge was triple more than two, so tell me, what would you do? Me? I flipped her over, head on the pillow, hands gripping, and she's back low, ass in the air. I got my hands wrapped around her thighs, attacking her pussy from the rear. As she rubbed her fingers through her hair, feeling so damn good, if heaven called at this exact moment, she might have to double check about chilling and just staying here. Because quite honestly, she felt so amazingly great. My tongue was like dynamite. It had her walls rumbling, tumbling, her body ready to explode. If there was a better feeling on earth, she would know, because her mind was wrapped in and around the feeling of having my tongue wrapped in and around her feeling, like like how undescribable feels. How electric chills feels going from her head to her heels. How she couldn't imagine anything feeling so real. But what I want to know, how else would you want to feel? That's my thoughts.
Woo! Woo! Just in time. Yes, love, yes.
That was hot. That was very hot.
Yes.
I appreciate you. And sharing.
Thank you. Most definitely. I'm enjoying the show.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Definitely come back on and bless us again. We greatly will, you know, like to hear from you again.
How long the show going now?
How long the show what? I couldn't hear you.
How long is the show going on tonight?
Oh, we're actually getting ready to wrap this up because the time is on the essence of us. And, you know, next time.
This is a show.
Every Thursday?
I'm going to hear from you.
Every Thursday, okay.
Mhm. All right, Ms. Poetic E, that time is close approaching, and let's take it home. Poets, I really, really appreciate everyone who came out to share your voices with us. Definitely, I'd like to give a special shout-out to Brittany Blunt, Honey Butter, Shanice Marie, and my co-host, Ms. Poetic Energy, and definitely the talented brother who just blazed that mic. Thank you again for staying with us to the very, very end. And we all will see you next week, same time, same bat station, at 10 o'clock next Thursday. We'll be here. So on that note, we say peace, love, and hair grease. And we'll see you all basically later. Good night, everyone.
Good night, all.